Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Program. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. We are glad you are on board here, and we're going to talk with Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, coming up here at the bottom of the hour. And the media now swarming outside of Lambeau Field, getting ready to get into the locker room and chat with a lot of the players. You have some of the workouts going on because the Packers get a new head coach, so they get extra workouts this year to kind of get the new system implemented. In the meantime, we'll go back to our original question that we started the show off with today, and that is, do you believe that Aaron Rodgers, now that all the dust is settled, with everything that has gone on and been said and been done and the hirings and the firings and such, do you believe he's got an MVP performance left in him or two or three or five times? What is your belief now that Aaron Rodgers has I don't want to say weathered the storm, but you know what I'm talking about. You understand what it is I'm saying. You know that there's been some stuff that's been said about him and about the organization, about Mike McCarthy, and now new coaches. Everybody's pretty much new. Without this whole new cast of characters around him, is he ready and poised for an MVP season? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Want to hear from you. This one's from Kale. As long as LaFleur and Rodgers are getting along and buying into each other's philosophies, I fully expect 12 to come out firing. He knows more than anyone his clock is ticking on claiming his stakes as Green Bay's best quarterback. Can't wait to see how this season unfolds. Love the show. That's Kale listening to us in Marshfield. On the other hand, Larry writes, no way the Packers let Aaron Rodgers play with a, quote, broken leg. All those meaningless games that he played last year. Do you really think the Packers would have run him out there on the field after making him the richest quarterback in history at the time with the chance to for their franchise man could potentially be shortening his career and then reducing the value of their investment? No, Bill, either Rodgers is lying or Murphy or Gutekunst, Ball or the rest of them are brainless. They're rather complete idiots. Thanks for exposing the idiocy of the argument. How stupid do you think the fans are? I had said this, that going back to Aaron Rodgers revealing that he had a broken leg, a fractured leg just below the knee that he suffered in the first game of the season. In the meaningless, as you put it, games at the end of the season last year. Okay, now think about this for a minute. In the normal structure of a broken bone, okay, most broken bones, all right, they get healed within, 6 weeks? Something like that? 6 weeks? So most broken bones, they're done 6 to 8 weeks tops. So when you're talking about week 12, maybe, week 11 when they were on the road, they were in Seattle, maybe even week 10. You go back to week 10 against the Miami Dolphins. They got that win, 31-12. Okay, you look at that. That leg, that knee and everything was probably pretty much healed up. Now, week 17 against the Lions, yeah, you know what? He gets, pushed out of bounds, and they ended up losing that game 31-0, remember? It was just an ugly performance. And he ended up re-injuring that knee. He ended up having a concussion. Everything was just terrible. Okay, you know. But I'm not thinking that Doc McKenzie had Doc McKenzie and Pat McKenzie is a very, very, very cautious doctor. As a matter of fact, players in Green Bay like him because he is cautious. He's not going to put them at risk. If Aaron Rodgers was unable to play or the risk of injury was heightened dramatically because of an injury, he wouldn't have been out there. And you're right. When you bring it up in the email, you're right. They would not have risked that financial investment had they thought that he was going to take, you know, one easy hit and all of a sudden that bone was going to go from fracture to complete break or compound. It just wasn't going to happen. So I've got to believe a couple of things at play here. One, there was probably a hairline fracture, which is still painful. There's an MCL and a hairline fracture. So that's what Aaron Rodgers is playing with. So on one hand, I say, okay, look, he gutted it out. Don't call the guy soft, okay? He played with a broken foot the first time he had an opportunity to get in and play in Lambeau Field, the second half of that Patriots game when Brett Favre went down, and he broke it on the second play of the first half, or on the second play of the second half, and played the rest of the game with a broken foot. Gained a lot of props right there. Obviously, two broken collarbones you can't play with, but then he comes back and still plays with a fracture, a hairline fracture, no matter what it is, a fracture in that left shin bone, that left bone in his leg just below the knee. So give the guy credit. But I would find it hard to believe that Aaron Rodgers is out there with a flopping, cracking, broken leg, and they're letting him do it. No, that ain't happening. So as bad as we can sit here and say, man, when you hear the word, he broke his leg, we tend to think the worst. And it's not that it's not painful. So give him all the props in the world. But broken leg, there's a lot of different variances to broken leg. You know what I mean? So there's some people that are actually going as far as to say he's BSing about it because he's the only one that can talk about it. I don't know. I take Aaron Rodgers at his word here. He's not going to come out and say, hey, by the way, I broke my leg. And then have everybody start digging into this thing and go, how could you play with that? You know, he was on the injured list, by the way. For the people that say he wasn't, he was. He was on the injured list. He was on the injured list for quite some time. All they listed is probable knee. They don't give you what the actual injury is. They don't have to. The player can, but they don't have to. All you probably got out of Mike was, oh, Aaron Rodgers suffered a knee injury. He's probable kind of be kind of game time decision. We'll hold him out this week. And Aaron doesn't need a lot of practice, you know, that type of thing. That's what we got from Mike. And you got that for many weeks, probably until that thing, for the most part, healed up. Bones usually heal after 6 to 8 weeks. So to say that he was running around out there with a broken leg in week 11 against, you know, Seattle or when they were, you know, in Minnesota when they lost that game 24-17, I don't think so. So, anyway, that's just my 2 cents worth, but I think if it happened in that first half of the Bears game, the first week, in the first week when he came back in the second half and led his team to victory 24-23, I think that Aaron Rodgers did play with a painful injury, and it did affect him, and it's probably taken him the full offseason to just get his body right, and now he's ready to go. But give the guy some credit. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Let's go to Javier on the south side of Milwaukee. Javier, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, pretty good, pretty good. I just wanted to say that I do think Aaron Rodgers was playing with an injury. I'm not sure if it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago where he was it was the year that after that he had broken the collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back, and then he started criticizing other players for kind of being soft for not playing through injuries.
Yeah.
So I actually think that he was playing with the injuries because it would make him look kind of hypocritical of him having an injury and not playing through it.
Yeah.
That was his philosophy and what he tried to push on other players.
Yeah, I agree. I appreciate the phone call. What I give him credit for is walking the walk when it comes to playing at the end of the season, because he didn't have to. We all know that. I mean, he could have just taken off, but he knows who his predecessor was. He knows what's going to be said about him if he doesn't play, which is a shame. You shouldn't feel the need to play to, you know, kind of prove it to others But he does. He does. He knows all about that. So, you know, give him credit. Give him credit for going out there and saying, hey, no matter how I feel, I'm going to go ahead and get out there with everybody else and do this thing. And he did. And he did. And I give him a lot of credit for it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Let's go back to the phone calls. Talk to Rick listening to us in Wausau on a mighty WRIG up there, Fox Sports Radio. Rick, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing great. Good show.
Thank you.
This Aaron Rodgers thing with all this stuff coming out in the media, as Packer fans, and I included, we get too overwhelmed or wrapped up in the fantastic plays that Aaron Rodgers makes. And I think we need to focus more on the G on the side of the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And don't kid yourself. Guys like Aaron Rodgers are so talented, and he's obviously super smart. He hears everything what the media puts out about him. I think those kind of guys love that media attention, although at times they'll talk like they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And the focus needs to be to get to getting the Packers back on a winning track. And this is silly talk, but I wish it could happen, is if the media would just totally ignore him for a certain amount of time and just let the focus on the Packers getting back to winning ways and his focus. I always think back because I love Aaron Rodgers. It's great watching him make great plays. But you brought it up last year, his pouty bitch face during games when things aren't going well.
Yep.
I think, you know, it's time for Aaron Rodgers to grow up a little bit, and maybe it's time for us to quit worshiping him like we tend to do. Still appreciate his great play when he does play great, but focus more on the G on the side of the helmet.
I appreciate the phone call. As long as you have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, and he is still one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in the NFL. He just is. As long as you have him as your quarterback, he is going to receive the attention. Good or bad, he's going to receive it. Because he's, like it or not, he's the face of the franchise. He is, right? Just like Brett Favre was for so many years, and Bart Starr, and there was Lynn Dickey, and you can go through that whole list. Magic Man did it as well for a short period of time. You're the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. You are going to receive a ton of attention. In the smallest media market in all of professional sports, you're still going to receive the attention. And for the most part, rightfully so. He has played that spectacularly. But with all the good, the fist pumps, the incredible throws, the athletic ability, you know, he's had a Hollywood girlfriend, a race car driver girlfriend. I mean, he's, you know, his family life has become very public. All of that, he's still one of the best out there. And as long as you have him, no matter what, as much as you can say we can ignore it, you can't ignore it. It's that franchise goes as Aaron goes. 855-830-8648. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. George, Brandon, and the Cash 1000 on hold. Stay tuned right after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Guys inside the Green Bay locker room defending their quarterback. I'll tell you who coming up here in just a moment as the locker room opened today to the media and in Green Bay as they're all together for the offseason workouts. 855-830-8648 in the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Milhockey Talk Line. Also a reminder that Cousin Subs and Summerfest, they have teamed up. They want to get you fed, want to get you to Summerfest. Here's how you do it. Go online. Go to CousinSubs.com. Any order, $15 or more, will get you a free Summerfest weekday ticket. It's that simple. One entry per email per day, and it's easy. All you got to do is go online. CousinSubs.com. It's CousinSubs.com. If you want to go and find out more information, go to CousinSubs.com/sweepstakes, and you are good to go. Or /Summerfest, and you're good to go. You can find out all the information. But they're just teaming up. They want to get you fed and get you down to Summerfest. What a better way to start thinking about summer and warmer weather than that. Cousin Subs, it's where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Devontae Adams just spoke to the media, and he's defending his quarterback, talking about his first impressions of the new coach and looking forward to starting the season against the Bears. Yet another voice inside the locker room right now being heard from, saying, no, you know what, first impressions of Aaron Rodgers, all good. You know, glad to be able to get out there and get it done. So, you know, not that you're expecting anything bad from anybody inside the locker room right now. I mean, you'd be kind of stupid if you did. But nevertheless, it's going to be interesting to see what happens early on in training camp and early on in the season. Kenny Clark says his elbow is good. No limitations. He's excited because he really likes Mike Pettine. A lot of the guys were excited that they like Mike Pettine. They want to see him come back. So they were glad he's back. But Kenny Clark being one of those guys, he said, look, my elbow, good to go. Don't worry about it. He's ready to play some football. So good stuff. 855-830-8648. Let's get back to it. Let's talk to George listening to us in Kakana on WNFL. George, how you doing today? What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a little insight for you. I redid the math. About 20 years ago, I broke my I had a tibial plateau fracture playing softball. You know, if I remember correctly, that was a long time ago, but it was painful as can be. But mine was displaced, so they had to go in and they had to screw it back together. Okay. But I remember the doctor saying, "Really, it's really you do have pain allowance." You know, and if I remember right, when Rodgers was playing, didn't they have a brace on his knee?
Yeah, they did.
Well, that could help hold that all.
He had a metal brace on his knee for a long time.
So maybe if they compact the whole thing, that allowed him to play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now me, they screwed mine back together, and I was done for 6 weeks playing softball. But it didn't take long to snap back after that. But maybe if his wasn't displaced, it still is fractured.
Correct.
But nonetheless, it's painful.
Yeah.
So it does happen.
You know? Yeah. Anytime you fracture a bone, I mean, it's painful. And according to Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't like the shots, the pain shots. So, I mean, he's a guy that went out there basically and just kind of bit the bullet, so to speak. I mean, that's why you got to give the guy a lot of credit.
You do. And, you know, mine swelled a lot. Now, maybe his, you know, his body, I mean, he seems to heal at a pretty rapid rate. I mean, he's got an incredible body, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the swelling stayed down. You know, and by the way, he's got all the best of the best health, too. So they're rehabbing him constantly to keep the swelling down, keep the pain down naturally,
yeah.
That type of deal. So maybe that all came into play. Nonetheless, he did play with a fracture, and I give him credit.
Give him all the credit in the world. I completely agree with you, man. No doubt. Appreciate it. Glad you're doing well. By the way, Ryan Wood reporting, Devontae Adams said he doesn't share the opinions of JerMichael Finley and Greg Jennings. And when he was asked why their relationship was so good, he said they've got similar mindsets. Both can cut up and joke around, but when it's time to get serious, both are competitors first. That's according to Ryan Wood talking about Devontae Adams, who was talking about Aaron Rodgers today. And I'm sure a lot of guys are going to be asked about what's going on inside the locker room and, you know, if things feel different, how Matt LaFleur is, you know, all that kind of stuff. Let's go to Brandon listening to us in Milwaukee on our flagship station, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. How you doing, man? What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, how's it going? Love the show. Just kind of touching base on a comment you made earlier, if Aaron Rodgers still has enough in the tank to put together an MVP season. Definitely believe so. I mean, obviously, with Devontae Adams coming off statistically his best year as a Green Bay Packer, and now bringing in some fresh blood, obviously, to mend things with Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, they had a little bit of bad blood between him and McCarthy. I think kind of with every relationship, things can get dull after a while, and I think that's what we saw with McCarthy and Rodgers. Obviously, you know, a couple free agent pickups that didn't really turn out with Bennett. See what happens with Jimmy Graham, and unfortunately Wilkerson got hurt last year, so a couple bumps in the road, but really looking forward to see what LaFleur brings to the table, and I think Aaron Rodgers respects a young mind, so again, I do think he's got a couple seasons left in the tank at that MVP caliber year, especially coming off a Pro Bowl year, which, you know, could be arguably a fan pick. But the guy throws touchdowns. He doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. Granted, I know he's injured, but who isn't injured in the NFL? we'll see how he bounces back in a new system and a new coach. So appreciate the opportunity to talk and love to hear what you got to say.
No, I appreciate it. The question was, can Aaron Rodgers have an MVP type of season? You know, I don't want to say, you know, he played through the pain. I don't know what pain he had. I couldn't tell you. I don't know if it was a hairline fracture. I don't know if it was a bone chip. I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I mean, until he gets down to the specifics, don't know. You know? I would never, ever think that when it comes to the – and I'll say this again. I would never think that Pat McKenzie, the doctor for the Green Bay Packers, would ever let Aaron Rodgers head back out on the field if he thought that, one, he was playing with a, quote, broken leg – if it stood any chance of getting broke further, or there was any risk to damage, especially with the MCL, I think he had a painful injury. As to what extent, I don't know. I don't know. But can Aaron Rodgers have a perfect season left in him that's going to get him an MVP? Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Age first and foremost. You know, I mean, that's the first thing. And Aaron Rodgers, you can say that because he's, you know, had a couple of season and a half in which he didn't have to play, he's got that much less pounding on his body. You know what I mean? So he may get a little bit of a pass maybe in this 35th year. The division is going to be extremely tough. That's the one thing, is when you talk about being a really good quarterback and being able to put up MVP type of numbers, you got a really good, solid Bears defense, a solid Vikings defense. They're trying to build something over in Detroit, but I still think they're really far away. But I just don't know. Does he have it in him? Sure. You know what? They're, you know, late in the career, Brett Favre had an MVP type of season. Certainly Drew Brees has had one. You go back and look over the years. I mean, Joe Montana, he had a tremendous season, even after he went over to Kansas City. So there's guys later in their careers that can certainly have an MVP type of season. It's not out of the realm of possibility. I think it just needs to come together really, really, really fast. Let's get back to it. Talk to John, listening to us in Oak Creek. John, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, doing good, Bill. Yeah, I'm going to say this with the new coach for the Packers. I think this would be a nice fresh start for Rodgers, and I think in this draft coming up, this is going to be an opportunity for our GM to refortify the offensive side of the ball as well, and get him some help. Like if a Jonah Williams is available, I think you almost have to take him. Or like if you want to take like a T.J. Hockenson, who can not only be a playmaker at the tight end position, but he can also run, block, and pass block, which should help Rodgers out. But what I'd like to see with Rodgers, being that this is on his back nine of his football career, I think what they need to do is go about looking at retraining him in a sense that work with him to try to get rid of the ball in 3 seconds or less. And try to devise some drills that allow him to get rid of the ball in 3 seconds or less, meaning that if he can get rid of the ball quicker, he's going to take less hits. And I think that's going to create some opportunities for our players on offense, because, like you said, there's guys that are going to be open. And I think with this new coaching change, I think this gives them, again, another new opportunity to establish a new offense. And I think that's going to be great for us. But, yeah, this draft is definitely going to be crucial for the Packers.
Huge.
I think they're going to have to come away with some great players on both offense and as well as some defensive players, because this draft is really loaded.
Yeah, you need depth. Appreciate the phone call. You need depth on the offensive line still. You probably need another tight end. You're going to need a lot of defenders and another wide receiver. You might even take a running back. Pretty much any position in the offense you could probably grab if it's there and if it's quality. If not, you know, you're okay. But offensive line, I think, is a must. But you need probably 2-3 starters that are going to be high-end, high-quality starters coming out of this draft. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. I get asked all the time, specifically when I'm stopping off and getting gas, or like over a Quick Trip, because that's where they carry the unleaded 88 or the E85 for my flex fuel vehicle. And people say all the time, do you really use it? And I'm filling up. I'm like, come here you go. And the handle's in the back of the tank, filling it up with that kind of gas. And people say, oh, does it ruin your engine? Are you really 300,000 miles? I have people sticking their heads in my car all the time. Here you go. 300,000 miles on this thing. Yep. Been doing it for a long time. And it doesn't hurt the engine. And the best part about it is I know when I'm filling up with the unleaded 88 or the E85, I'm helping Wisconsin corn growers, families, those that are right here in the state of Wisconsin. If you want all the facts at wibiofuels.org, wibiofuels.org. And it burns cleaner, it's better for the environment, and it helps the Wisconsin farmers, it helps Wisconsin corn growers, it helps those that work at the ethanol plants here in the state of Wisconsin, 7 of them, by the way. There's a lot of people that depend on you and I doing our part and trying to clean up the environment, trying to be a little bit more sensible about these things. And yeah, I know you can get into the cost analysis and such, but when all things come down equal on all sides, isn't it better to keep the money right here in the state of Wisconsin? I mean, that's really the message here, right? So go ahead and check it out for yourself, wibiofuels.org. That's wibiofuels.org. And the next time you go to the pump, think about that. When we come back, Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, is going to join us next on The Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are on board today. As always, thanks so much. Glad you're here. Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay now that the dust is kind of settled and Aaron Rodgers seems to be, you know, kind of getting back to being Aaron Rodgers, so to speak. And, you know, now I guess, you know, there's still going to be questions about answering, you know, the you know, all the things and rumors and innuendos that are going on inside 1265, but still, it seems like we can at least start to get back to football. That being said, how are you thinking all of this is kind of shaken out over the last few days?
Yeah. The word that keeps coming to mind and that I keep using it on Twitter, I mean, this is just drama. Drama, drama, and drama. And it's good if it had to happen, it's good for the team at least that it happened in April and not August or September. This is the time to, if it's going to happen and if it was bound to, it's good to get it out of the way now in terms of the team going through this. I think what is fascinating about all of it is how the team approaches it going forward. And that is where, you know, Rodgers talking about, you know, the hundreds of former players who have come out and supported him since the articles came out. A lot of his current teammates coming out, and Devontae Adams especially leading that charge among current teammates of Rodgers, that, you know, I said this to you the other day, and I maintain it. I think this is a galvanizing moment. And one of the things that Rodgers is, like, talking about, like, literally right now up in Green Bay is – something that I've echoed to you many times. There is not a 1 to 2 year transition, figure things out window with Matt LaFleur. There is an edict, if you will. There is a clear cut strategy that that doesn't exist right now for Green Bay. You don't have a 35-year-old quarterback who's coming off, you know, back to back injury years or down years if you combine the two, and say, you know, okay, things are going to get better in a couple of years. When you're 35, you win now. And so I think that's where all of this is going to have to come into shape is can this be a galvanizing moment? Can they use this, whether it's a chip on Aaron Rodgers' shoulder or something that they can talk about in meeting rooms and really make sure that the communication is out front? Because maybe, you know, maybe whether, you know, because I think for me, like, all of it, you know, you talk about the stuff that the source close to Equanimeous St. Brown said and Marquez Valdes-Scantling said to Tyler Dunn, and it ultimately comes then down to, like, okay, maybe there's our communication issues, or there were, and now you can get out in front of those. And so, again, it's not the best way that I'm sure the team wanted it to start happening, that's for sure, but maybe now they can get out in front of it. And I have a lot of other points I could make on this, Bill, if you want to continue on it, that I shared.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, okay, so we all, you know, people who knew Greg Jennings and Aaron Rodgers and all these other people that are involved in this drama, we all have our own experiences with them. And, you know, I know, and I'm not sure where you sit on either of them or if you're comfortable really saying publicly how you know, where you sit with, you know, your personal opinions and your personal interactions with Finley and Jennings and Rodgers and everything like that. I know plenty of you know, media types who don't have good relationships with Rodgers and but do have good relationships with Jennings and all these other pieces. I will tell you, and I shared on Twitter yesterday, I kind of got, you know, peer pressured in a way into kind of sharing some of those thoughts. And for me, there's really only been, Bill, in my time, and I don't know how many might be on your list, there's really only been two for sure, maybe three players who I've kind of just been like, not sure I dig your vibe. I'm not sure, you know, I'll tell you, one of them that really rubbed me the wrong way and kind of I didn't appreciate the way he handled his interactions with me was Greg Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard. And on the flip side of that, I share, like, you know, Rodgers, like I said, who there's, you know, there are people on the other side of this. He was always wonderful with me in terms of his time and everything. So it's difficult when these things come out, and just kind of like his former teammates. There are going to be some former teammates who, whether anonymously or on the record, say didn't really like him. There's going to be hundreds of others who say I really did like him. Maybe he's just a divisive guy. I don't know. But it's when all this stuff comes out and you kind of start to hear it, and then Greg Jennings goes back on this show and goes back on that show, and then he tries to explain why he said what he said and why doesn't Rodgers talk to me, and we could have just handled this. But it's like when you know the players involved and you've kind of had your own experiences with them, it's difficult to, you know, kind of sit idly by and watch it happen. And I'm sure that's where a lot of the former Rodgers teammates come out. So, again, I don't know if you want to talk about it or what your experiences are with, you know, the players involved here with, you know, Rodgers or Jennings or Finley, but it's not surprising where the drama is starting, at least from my experiences, though.
No, it's not surprising. Let me say this. In my interactions with Aaron Rodgers early on, he was a guy that I got to know. We went to a concert together. Really genuine guy, but you could clearly tell he had a chip on his shoulder, but was open to everything. And always, I always caught him like the beer sponge. He was absorbing everything that was thrown his way, and he's taken all that information, he's composed his own thoughts, and he's very, very smart. As time went on, I did realize that if there was anything critical of him, that he was not going to talk to you. I can understand where, and I've always prided myself, look, I don't have an axe to grind against anybody, but this show is going to be honest. And it always has been. I've always led my passions with my honesty, and there's people inside the walls of 1265 that don't like that. I will give Bob Harlan all the credit in the world, because Bob came to me one day and said, I understand what you're saying, and I have no problem with you saying it. He says, sometimes things need to be said, and I will never stand in your way, and I've always appreciated that. The organization as it stands today, they hold grudges. So it's not just the quarterback, but it's inside the walls. So that's fine. That's their organization running. They can do that. But I have experienced for myself, unless you get that come to Jesus meeting, that you can be frozen out. And yeah, the come to Jesus meeting is hard to get because they don't like confrontation. They would rather just walk away. This is why the whole thing about, hey, be a man and come to me, that's a steaming pant load.
Mm-hmm.
Because he'll never do that to a media member. Never. Which, sure, which is why when I read things like this, I go, it's my own experience. I've gone through this, so mm-hmm. I've talked to Aaron a couple of times. You know, now it's friendly, but it's nowhere near what it used to be.
Sure.
So I understand where some of these guys are coming from. Now, how much of an axe to grind? I think what you have to do is you take this with a little bit of a grain of salt. You say, okay, how much of an axe to grind does somebody have to where it taints mm-hmm. their view? So, yes, as a reporter, you're quoting them because that's what they're telling you. But you don't know how much of an axe to grind they have. You don't know what depth of their own psyche they're coming from. So I think that's what people have to judge for themselves when it comes to a story like this. But, again, I go back to where there's smoke, there's fire. If something – otherwise, yeah, if he was a great guy and everything inside 1265 was perfect, nobody would ever say anything. Remember, Donald Driver said something. Mercedes Lewis said something. We've had Ryan Grant. He didn't really rip him, but he came out and kind of confirmed what some of the other people were saying. You had Harris say the same thing. People say, well, these are all ex-Packers. Well, yeah. They're not going to say it inside the locker rooms. You know, I mean, you don't get anything until after people leave, and then you can take it for what it's worth, or you can say it's somebody with an axe to grind. I don't really believe in them. They're not one of us anymore. And it's easier to shun them than it is to accept what it is they're saying.
Yeah, and I think though NFL players are more, you know, people know who they are. They're household names for the most part. I don't think this is untrue of any workplace. I'm sure you have former coworkers who, if, you know, someone came out and wanted to write a story about Bill Michaels, that, you know, you could get some people on the record saying, oh, Bill, I didn't like that guy. And then you'd have 100 other people come out and defend you, you know, and I'm sure that's just like any human being in, you know, in the country that would have that happen, like a bunch of
right.
Yeah, I don't like this about him. And then a bunch of people, I really do like this about him. And that's, I think that's a human experience that we all have in life. It's just unique here because of the players involved. Big names,
right.
Rogers, Jennings, Finley, you know, on a big platform. I mean, I've never in my, not that I can remember in like the social media era, Bill, you know, Twitter was big and like came out, what, 08, 09 or whatever. Like since then, I don't remember an article about anything, much less the Packers, going as viral as this did, where you have, you know, people you don't talk to texting and calling and tweeting you about, like, your thoughts on it and, like, what were your experiences and all this other. This is a huge, huge, huge story. I know. And so, like with anything, though, like the Aaron Rodgers, Mike McCarthy story, like the Bill Michaels story that's yet unwritten, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. And that's
correct.
Ultimately where it ends up. But, you know, I'm sure once they get through this little off-season period, you know, where they begin the off-season programming, this is going to, I believe, end up galvanizing that locker room. I don't see how this could end up becoming a net negative in the end. And, you know, hey, if it all works out for the team, then I'm sure they're like, hey, I'm glad this got published. I'm glad that we were able to air out whatever needed to be aired out. Because ultimately, you know, you can't improve on something if it's not communicated. And again, this isn't the way, I don't think anybody would have wanted some of that to be known or told or said, but hey, maybe it unites. And I guess we wait to see, because I'm sure, like I was going to say, like they are ready to get back to football. This drama stuff, Bill, on one hand, and I don't know if this is going to make sense. On one hand, I can't get enough of it. And on the other hand, I cannot wait for it to be over. I don't know if it's like that driving past a car wreck thing where you don't want to look because it's bad. And, you know, you see the wreck. And on the other hand, you're like, fascinated. You're like, wow, look at all, you know, like
right.
It's that, you know, it's terrible. Like, if you want it just to be over and you want it to talk football and you want to keep driving, you know, whatever the analogy you want to use. But maybe this will blow over by April 12th, you know, 2 days from now, and by September 1st, and they're finishing up preseason, it's all over with. And I'm sure that's what LaFleur's goal is, to get his team focused, get this stuff gone in the next couple of days and have them not have to think about it again.
Paul, good stuff. We'll chat again the end of the week, okay?
Cool, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green Old Analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, call him 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. We'll wrap it up with some of the things that Aaron Rodgers is saying right now inside Lambeau Field. We'll be back right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Michael Show. We continue on, wrapping things up. Only a couple of minutes to go. Kevin Holden from CBS 58 sitting down and talking with Aaron Rodgers, who is speaking to the media right now. Rodgers talked about Finley and Jennings and the relationship. He said, during the time together, we spent talking the night before games played. Jermichael liked it. If there was any issues during our playing time together, you know, hey, it was. I'm just across the locker room. He said he didn't seem to have any. Rodgers also said, since McCarthy's firing, he said they have talked. And he said, Mike lives here in Green Bay. Looks forward to seeing him sometime. He also would not comment on whether he has spoken with McCarthy since the Bleacher Report article was released. Rodgers talked about the practices without Randall Cobb. He said it's going to be a lot different, depending on him in the slot a lot. And he said it creates an opportunity there as well. He said also that he does realize that Matt LaFleur wants to run the football. And he said everything comes off a positive run game. So he said we're going to run it with the two guys we have, and you know, hopefully they can play and do it consistently. He also talked about the overtime rule. He said it was asked, is it time to change it? He said, you're asking the wrong person. Rodgers on the vibe in the locker room after the Rams played exciting primetime games last year as football fan. He said, you really enjoy those games. Rams scheme against Minnesota stick out to him. And he said he talked about tempo, formations, plays. He said, everybody's trying to copy stuff like that. He said, so we're going to get innovative. He's really excited about it. He said, I've been in the same system for 14 years. He said, it's great to have a new challenge ahead of me. Got a lot of new terminology that he has to study for. So anyway, he just said, hey, look, it's a really exciting time. He also said that they had a quiz today. They had a quiz today. So I don't know what the quiz entailed, but apparently it was basically something to the effect of all the terminology that Matt LaFleur uses. So they're, you know, right there, they're already trying to implement some new things that are going to, at least at the line of scrimmage, sound different. Coming up tomorrow on the program, Bill Huber, the Packers report, he'll join us. Plus, we got to talk. I mean, Bucks play tonight. They take on OKC. Can they get to 61 wins? Does it really matter? And then the first round matchup. We'll know who they're going to be playing and when. That is all going to come up tomorrow on the program. Lance Zierlein of the NFL Network is going to be here as well. Jake Kokorowski has the latest from the Badgers spring camp. We'll get into that. And the Masters. We got a full day tomorrow. Big time. Plus, we'll wrap up the Brewers and the Angels and get you ready for the Brewers and the Dodgers. Forgot about that. Got a whole lot coming up tomorrow on the program. So that's it. That's it. Time for us to get out of here. But hopefully you have a spectacular day. And I know we've got some snow coming. And I hope you don't have to dig out for too long, because nobody needs that here in the middle of April. Or at least in the beginning portion of April. Just let's get through it. And then maybe warmer weather's on the horizon. And we'll kind of go from there. But that be it. Thanks for taking a listen to us. Don't forget, download everything on the radio.com app. Go to Bill Michaels Sports as well. Time for us to go. Have a go. Sleep.
Wisconsin Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.